I'm Mark Herz. You may have heard of the expression herding cats. Well, every year the Audubon Society tries something equally difficult. They try to count all the birds in North America. Sarah Carl went out with the Connecticut Audubon Society for their annual bird count and has this report.
Steve Mayo stands in the dunes along the cold gray water of Long Island Sound. It's a windy day at the wildlife refuge at Milford Point, and through his telescope, about 50 yards away, he sees several white mounds.
Immature mute swans and two adults.
Mayo is an occupational therapist in Stamford. In his off time, he counts birds. He is one of the thousands of volunteers for the National Audubon Society who go out every year and try to count all the birds out there.
It's really a citizen science kind of thing where people have been doing it for over 100 years.
Scientists use the data to determine how bird populations are changing and for conservation efforts.
It's something that's fun to do, but it's also really, really important in terms of science and conservation.
More than 71,000 birders volunteered this year for the bird count all over the U.S. and Canada. The count takes place in late December and early January. In that time, they count about 800 different species that live in North America. Then, after several weeks of compiling all the data, the Audubon Society will release it online for anyone to use. In Connecticut, there are about 15 different count circles. Mayo is in charge of the Milford count. He plants his telescope in the sand and aims it at a dune closer to the water. For Mayo, this year's bird count is especially exciting because there's one new site that's extremely unusual.
This is the snowy owl I'm going to look at?
Yeah.
So I'm just about to look through this telescope. It's very windy. Oh, I see a white, it looks like a white plastic bag. Is that it?
That little white blob.
Yeah, it's cute. It looks like a white, little white rock.
Snowy owls usually live in the Arctic and are seldom seen this far south, but this year is different.
Snowy owls have been coming into Connecticut like crazy this winter. We have a real incursion.
The white owls are being reported all over the coastal northeast, as far south as North Carolina.
They were saying probably the biggest incursion of snowy owls since the 70s.
They've been here for several weeks now, but the birders aren't sure why. One theory is that there was a boom of lemmings in the Arctic. Lemmings are a main food source for snowy owls, so more snowies survived and laid more eggs. Ironically, the increase in snowy owls means an increase in the consumption of lemmings. So when the lemmings were gone, the food supply was gone, so the snowies headed south and out to these coastal beaches. With hundreds of species to spot, not all of them are quite as distinctive as snowy owls, and even experienced birders make mistakes.
Oh, what do you, oh, snow buntings. No,
no, they're shorebirds.
Mayo heads back toward the Audubon Center.
We're just going to go through the checklist and see what total species we got, all the different species. I'll be compiling it later and figuring out the exact number of birds for each species.
The count takes about an hour, with Mayo tallying everyone's bird sightings. It will take him a few weeks to compile all the data from his circle and then another few weeks before the Connecticut Audubon releases a final bird report. Already, a few trends are emerging. Birds like the snowies who normally stay north are south, and the birds who normally go further south, like orioles who should be in South America right now, are also here. So although that may raise some questions about environmental issues, it's a good time to be a bird watcher in Connecticut. That final bird count report should come out sometime in February. For WSHU News, I'm Sarah Carl.